Module 4, Lesson 2, Creating a Bedtime Ritual. Having a consistent sleep ritual before all naps and bedtime is helpful in many ways. It helps your little one wind down and relax, encourages self-settling, and it sets the stage for consolidated sleep. So here are some important key features about bedtime rituals to keep in mind. Firstly, we want to keep the ritual predictable and try to do the same things in the same order every time. That consistent sleep ritual helps send a signal to the brain that it's sleep time, which makes it easier for your child to fall asleep. Secondly, keep in mind that a nap ritual can be short, for example, 5 to 10 minutes long, while the bedtime ritual in the evening should be about 15 to 30 minutes long. The nap time ritual should be similar to the bedtime ritual in content, however. Thirdly, we want to start the ritual early, not right at the time when your child is supposed to be falling asleep. There is literally nothing worse than realizing that your bedtime ritual has just pushed your little one into overtiredness and that second wind of energy, and now you cannot settle them at all. Fourthly, if your child still feeds before a nap or bedtime, we want to make sure that you feed or nurse them 20 to 30 minutes before bedtime, as feeding too close to sleep time is often a hidden sleep association, even if the child is not falling asleep while feeding. And this can lead to short naps and frequent night waking, which we're going to discuss more in Module 7. And lastly, we want to make sure that your child's bedtime ritual is age appropriate. And so here, underneath this audio, you can see some different ideas for different ages. So go to your worksheets now and answer the questions from Module 4, Lesson 2, Creating a Bedtime Ritual.